Okay, we go short vort for Parshas Truma, Adar, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Learn Shmi, Lili Nishmas, Yitzhamiya Begershon, Lili Nishmas, Asa Tehila Bas, Tavar Gribel Pinchas. Today is the yard side, Beis Adar is the yard side of the Beis Yisrael of Ger, the son of the Emir Emes, the fifth Ger Rebbe. And he took over for the Ger dynasty in 1948. The son of the Emir Emes has such a magnificent vort on the menorah, which I think we could apply to Purim as well. Pasuk says, Nechafei Lame Beis, Vishisha Kaim Yotzi Misideha, and each side of the menorah, there were six boards and six poles. And the Beis Yisrael asks a very simple question. He says, as you get further away from the center of the menorah, the numbers got bigger. As you got closer to the center, the numbers got smaller. What's the reason for this? Why, as you got closer to the center, it got smaller than the numbers? The minutia, the measurements that we think that they don't count for anything? No. It says the Beis Yisrael, there's a reason why it gets smaller, you get closer to the center, and further away you get, they get greater. Says the Beis Yisrael, because the more a person makes themselves and humbles themselves and nullifies themselves and subjugates themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the more they get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Gemara tells us that at the end of time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in a circle and all the tzaddikim will be pointing to the middle. It says, what's the middle? The middle represents the Torah. The middle represents the Ribbono Shalom. Kifi Masha Adam Machis Atom Ve'inim Eskal Kain Zochel Uskarib. The more you nullify yourself, the closer you get, right? So that's why the numbers get smaller as they get closer, because the closer you get to the middle of the menorah, that the smaller, that means that represents the smaller numbers within yourself. And the further away you get, that's where the numbers go up. Because when a person's about Gaiva, the Gemara, and Sota, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want nothing to do with them. I can't live with that, live in that person. And isn't that the whole Megillah? The whole Megillah is that Haman, Vayomer Haman, Belibo, look at me. Amalek is Gemachi Ram, the Swarm say, Haman's about Gaiva. He has everyone bowing down to him, but he doesn't have one Jew bowing. He has nothing. The ultimate hachana for Kabbalah of Torah of Purim is one of obviously of Achdus. But what's one thing we could do as well is the Midah Vanova. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. He got the Torah from Sinai and he got the Torah from Hashem. Says the Kiddushas Levi. No, he understood the Midah of Anova. That before when Rabbanu Shem went to all the mountains of the world and Sinai said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I'm the smallest. Hakadosh Baruch Hu said, you understand what it's all about. If you want to come to the Kabbalah of Torah of Purim, which is Gemara and Shabbos Peiches, is all about we're reaccepting Mashkibah Kfar. It starts with this message of the menorah from the Beis Yisrael. When it comes to Kabbalah Torah, it starts and it finishes off. The more nullifying ourselves, subjugating ourselves to Hashem. The closer you get to the middle, the numbers got smaller, and the further we got from the middle, the numbers got greater. To symbolize and to represent for us, we want to get to the middle. We want to be passionate Jews and real Jews and committed Jews. It starts with nullifying ourselves, subjugating ourselves, making sure we have the proper humility. The ultimate achana, as the Hashem Yisrael, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos.